We need more people watching Bluey.
Yes. Hi. I'm the person who, before watching Bluey, I was a loser. You know why I was a loser? Because I didn't believe in imagination.
Wait, that's a SpongeBob fan. What are you talking about? Like, you gonna say a Bluey reference?
I was trying. I was thinking about the comedy episode, that's why.
No, sure, but they actually made, like, areas where they could hang out with and designate. The imagination, they were in a hole.
And that's Minty. I don't like Minty right now.
I forget.
And welcome to Fun and Title, the podcast that we serve everyone with a hug and a kiss. Except for Minty, because, like I said, Minty's making me very upset.
Goodness gracious.
Can we say that you're making me upset, or am I supposed to say I'm upset because of you?
You're supposed to make I statements. So you're supposed to say, but it's weird because you can't say I'm upset because you made me mad, because then it just becomes a you statement. So you have to say I am mad because I feel like I was attacked.
Okay, so I have to keep saying I's then.
I guess so. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the new set of Bluey episodes, and we're gonna rank them again, and hopefully Annie will have the same list as me, not like the last episode. That was a bad time.
This in general, you know, in case you're watching this in the future and you're like, I wonder what batch of episodes came out. Let me read the list right now real fast. It's gonna shoot it off. So this is season 3, episode 38-47. It is Hubby,
Exercise,
Relax,
Stick Bird,
Show and Tell,
Dragon,
Wild Girls,
TV Shop,
Slide,
Cricket.
So we're gonna go from best to worst, and if you have a differing opinion, that's okay for this episode, which is all about understanding each other, I guess.
Respect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Unless Annie has a different list from me, then we get heated. So we start off with the one that was clearly the best. They really started us off on a high note, which is Cubby.
The episode where they make a little fort and Bandit's like, I gotta go to that bathroom. Kids.
It's just so gosh darn cute because, like, everyone's involved. There's a lot of cute sceneries. It's very funny. It has, like, you know, peaks and valleys, and it's the whole point of finding that, what was it, like, the teddy bear?
The little child.
Yeah. And then in the end, it was just, like, learning, like, moderation.
I think I might be too old for Bluey in a sense, because I thought the chili subplot was very cute, of her being like, oh, we need to tear down this wall. The space is much too small. And at the end, like, you know, seeing how all the fun that the kids have and, like, the dangers of being too big. Kind of like what, like, witch parents and their kids. It's like, nah, this is big enough.
For the children and for the adults.
I related with Bandit about watching cricket too intensely and not realizing your kids was running around.
And I also relate with Bandit in that I also need to use the toilet many of the times.
Moving on to the second best episode. We should agree. I don't know. Let's just say at the same time, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Dragon.
Cricket. Okay.
Annie, every time. Every time we have to go through this, don't we?
Okay, but Cricket's your third favorite, right?
Cricket is my third favorite. Is Dragon your third favorite?
Oh, heck yeah. I will concede then, and we can move Dragon up. Because it really was a neck and neck.
It is, because I like Dragon because the different art styles representing the different characters, each of them having a turn to do the background, drawing the dragon bad guy, and just showing Bluey, like, the confidence and just, like, just do it. It's fun, so why not?
I will say two things. You want the pro or con of this episode?
Let's start with the pro.
I don't know how many people are gonna catch the whole Chili talking about her mom, and at the end she's like, let's go horse, and the horse is like, nah, you're not coming with us, are you? And we know for a fact to this point we never saw Chili's mom, so it's kind of indirectly telling us the woman that inspired her to draw may not be with them anymore.
You told me that and it made me so sad, but it made this episode much more meaningful.
It's cause in another episode where it's not very far up the list with Stickbird, Bandit is clearly having some issues, but I didn't really get it. Maybe if I was a parent, I would understand more about, like, having PTSD war flashbacks while hanging out with your kids. But this was very matter of fact. Here's a sucker punch to the face. And I'm like, hey, you can't do this with Brandy and Chili's mom. Come on.
What the heck?
But that's the pro. The con is, I don't think Chili needs to flex on her 5-year-old, or sorry, 7-year-old, and maybe she's 5-year-old that hard by bringing out the Copic markers.
Well, I think if you're gonna inspire your kids, you know, show them, like, what's beyond what could happen.
Okay, she didn't have to flex so hard on her husband.
Okay.
Who she knew liked drawing cars, but a bully came and made fun of him and made him lose his passion.
Well, she didn't draw a car now, did she? She drew a beautiful horse.
And a forest.
And a fort. Man, that forest.
She was a horse girl and a Lord of the Rings girl. I just know it. I can't draw horses. I drew My Little Pony a lot.
You did.
I got paid for that for a bit.
That was a good gig.
That was a good gig. I don't know if I dropped it or he dropped me. I think I dropped him.
I forget, yeah. You're bad at that.
Keeping commitments of drawing My Little Pony?
Basically. But then Cricket, yes, it is a very neck and neck with Dragon. It's like seeing Rusty being good at Cricket, and there's a reason, and the whole like, oh, let's do this, and like, you know, like he's like, how do I, like he doesn't have anything going for him to be good at Cricket, really. Just a love for the sport and a desire to improve despite the conditions, and showing that like he can hang with adults even as a child so well that he actually becomes a professional cricket player was just so sweet, so inspiring. Like it's one of the, it's probably the best episode when it comes to a side character in Bluey.
Rusty being like, oh, I want to play with my older brother, whatever his name may be, because I know the sister's name is Dusty.
Aww.
And Rusty's like, can I play you? Okay, but we won't go easy on you. And then watching these kids just pelt him in the legs and the kneecaps with these heavy cricket balls, like, whoa.
Oh yeah, and the cute scene when he got his sister to catch it.
Yeah, it's like the only reason why he stopped playing so his sister could win.
Oh my god, the episode is so cute.
And I like that they kept Rusty's friendship with, I think, Jack, the boy with ADHD.
Yes.
And it's like, what we didn't know is that he had an uneven ground, so he got really good at that.
Oh my god, this episode is so cute. I still think Dragon should be number two.
I think Dragon, yes, it was cute, but it just kind of had a really good premise and a really good ending, but the middle was a little bit of a drag, which is weird for an 8-minute episode.
Well, you know, it's like rules of threes, right? Gotta have each, well, I guess four, so each character had to have their time to shine.
Moving on with number four. This might be the part where we differentiate a lot. I don't know.
Hopefully not.
What's your number four?
I put Exercise.
We put the same one. Now, you gotta not watch the censored version on Disney.
But it took out the beginning part, because they thought it was fat phobic, but honestly, it explains the whole episode.
Yeah, because like, for those who haven't seen real fast, it's basically Bandit going on the scale and being like, oh man, I gained weight. And Bluey being like, you should go exercise. Like, I can't. It'll make my boss unhappy if I'm late for work. Like, what would make your boss happy? Would you being happy make him happy? Like, yeah, I guess it would. And throughout the whole episode, it's about making the boss happy. So if you take the beginning out, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's just, and this is just another of like Bandit being a good parent episode. And you know, like, maybe there's a way to like combine being a parent and a working adult, because it's very hard to mix the two sometimes.
I don't know if any of the exercises actually helped them lose weight though.
Hey, those kids gotta be like 20-pound puppies. Gotta do something.
I once carried something 20 pounds.
That watermelon never hit the floor so fast in the arms of a... How old were you?
I would like to say middle school age.
Middle school?
Come on!
Are you like elementary?
No, that's when I dropped the dog. She came out all white, you know. She was very tiny. The height wasn't that great.
That watermelon did not survive, though.
Oh, yeah.
Especially not at the height of 5 feet.
Ooh, thank you for thinking I held it over my head.
So episode 5.
Oh, not the 5th ranking.
Right, of the rankings of our 10. I gave it to TV Shout.
I did, too.
What?
Yeah, I didn't care for TV Shout, but once I looked at this list and I was like, it really is the most mid episode, isn't it, of the 10.
It's cute. I don't know if it's necessarily mid. It just doesn't hold up to the first four. Because it's just like cute. And I like that's a new perspective and a new way of looking at things. And like, this was Bingo really taking an initiative to go out and adventure.
It was a cute episode where you got to see a lot of side characters. And at the end, the kids got butt worms. That's all I can really say. You know, there was nothing offensive about it. There wasn't anything great. I did like it when they all started dancing.
Yeah.
I liked it when the three terriers' mom started flirting with Wilbur's dad. I want to say his name was the pug.
What? Jack is a... How are they different dogs? They look very similar.
One's a Jack Russell and one's a pug.
I don't know.
Jack Russell's used to be like super cute because of the show Frasier. You know, kids, the show Frasier.
Ask your parents. Wait, you know what's hard is that at this point, ask your parents might be like our age, and people our age don't necessarily watch Frasier. So it's almost at this point, ask your grandparents.
I can't help it. I can't name a younger reference where they have a Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, there isn't, huh? What was that dog's name in Frasier?
Eddie.
That's a good dog.
Honestly, I can't even tell you the most recent dog mascot other than Bluey that kids would know.
You know.
Like, they don't know Elbert no more. They don't know Beethoven.
Chase. Paw Patrol.
Ah, gotcha. What dog is he, actually?
A German Shepherd.
The girl's definitely a beagle. I'll put money on that.
And I think the firefighter dog's obviously a Dalmatian.
And the recycled trash dog is clearly a mutt.
No, I thought it's a pug.
No, trash dog.
You sure? No, Annie, come on. Adopt, don't shop.
Moving on, unless you have nothing more to say about TV show.
No, moving on, I put Stick Bird.
And I put his counterpart, Relax. I mean, these two episodes might as well just been one. They go really hand in hand.
It is hard to separate them. I put, because Stick Bird, Relax, and Show and Tell are all kind of together, right? Like, they're all related.
Yeah.
So I put mine in order of Stick Bird, Show and Tell, and then Relax.
I can't believe Show and Tell wasn't higher than Stick Bird for you.
No, I thought Show and Tell was okay. I mean, I get the message. It was just kind of long and dragging with the whole, like, following the wrong directions.
My only problem was that I like the first iteration of this lesson better than the second.
What was the first iteration?
That's when they had an imaginary friend. She was really big and she would beat up Bandit.
Oh, I kind of remember.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a great episode. It was just better than this one. Because it really was a... When Bandit was using the good ketchup compared to the kids' healthy ketchup, I was like, that's an Australian thing. I don't think I understand. And it, when he wasn't showing and telling, he was just telling then. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the lesson Bandit had to learn.
Yeah, to show. I mean, that's the whole point, right? Show, no tell. But I thought Stick Bird just had a bit more drama.
Bandit's whole thing was peeving me off, though.
Well, they could have made it a bit more obvious, but I don't think they wanted to, like...
They wanted to have it that you could self-insert yourself into Bandit's place.
Oh, I just thought it was, like, they didn't want to make it too harsh of a reality for children.
You can imagine Bandit was having a flashback to his brothers bullying him.
I maybe, you know. And then I just thought Relax was for the adults. It didn't feel like to me it belonged in a children's show. Like, this is like an episode where, like, the Bluey cast is gonna be like, it took me 20 years to realize what this episode meant. You know, people do that for series that are clearly not 20 years old. So it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what do you think you're doing? You're clearly just lying to the audience.
See, you're the adult who's looking at Chili Flight being like, I want to understand you when I can. And I'm looking at the kids opening the toilet with the ribbon and I'm going, oh, that's cool.
No, I mean, I get Chili's play. I am in Chili's situation now, but you know, I don't think that's what I want to watch in TV.
Oh, it's not escapism for you.
Yeah. But like, what order did you put this in? Well, did you not put the three together?
I did not put the three together because unlike you, I don't have a vendetta against the slide episode.
Oh my. Okay, what did you put slide?
Can I put relax? Slow and Tell, Slide, and then Stick Bird.
Wow, you put Stick Bird that low?
There's nothing good about Stick Bird to me.
Drama!
What?
Drama.
They found Stick?
Drama.
Got all that anger. You may guess why, because you have anger issues, Minty. How many times did you threaten me if this list isn't the same, you was going to put me out on the street?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I do have that urge to put you out on the street.
Do you think you would ever cry if you saw Bluey and Bingo have a fight? Like, I would say more of an American sibling relationship. Well, get over here, you twerp.
Oh, you see, that's hard because that's like brothers.
Well, Full House was kind of like that.
No.
You know, kids, Full House. You know what I mean? DJ and Stephanie didn't have that kind of relationship.
I mean, I guess kind of, but DJ and Stephanie were like teenagers and adolescents at that point. You know, it wasn't like the children age or like in the beginning of Full House. Yeah, I gotta watch that show.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like in the golden years of Bluey, when it's like 10 years in the future, it's a grown-up version. This is Rugrats. But when it gets to the grown-ups, do you think it'd be hard for you to watch the relationship get strained?
I mean, maybe a little, but also this show is never gonna grow up.
Never ever. When those kids hit puberty, we're gonna replace those kids, get new kids. We still don't know the voice actors.
And we should never know the voice actors.
Unless they turn 35 and they say, I was the voice of Bluey.
Then people won't care at that point.
That's what happened to Toph voice actress.
Really?
Yeah, she was like a kid actor, but she was like, Mom, I think I want to go to school. She put an acting career on pause and now kind of fizzled.
Hey, you could go back, I guess, if you wanted to. Or choose whatever other passion she wants.
Or go on a podcast and talk about it. I think that's what she chose to do. Go on a lot of podcasts, kind of like that one lady who I shouldn't mention.
Anyways, I put Slide as the second least favorite episode of this list because I just thought it was so long and repetitive and they like didn't really have a really good solution to it.
Sorry, wait, I have something in my throat. Can you pause for 1 second? Slide was still better, way better than Stick Bird. It's no contest. Okay, sorry.
What part of Slide did you like?
I like to see Bingo hanging out with her friend Lila. Oh, I like the part where Bandit was like, make way, and he was going to go down the slide and they wrecked him. Like, how dare you try to squish those bugs?
Yeah, not worth it.
I gotta say, I've been on that slide thing exactly once in my life, and that was too big at that point, so it didn't work out as, you know, intended.
Maybe we didn't give you enough water because we were very conservative about saving water and money.
Maybe, but I don't recall a bug problem.
Maybe we don't care. We went on a smaller dingo to notice bugs on our slide. And then, the least favorite of these 10 episodes was Wild Girls.
If Cricket was up there with having the best episode with a side character, Wild Girls has to be one of the worst episodes involving side characters. Because in the end, I didn't think it was an actual solution. Because what it was about was Coco the Poodle was like, I want to play with Indy. That, I forget what breed Indy's supposed to be. Like a socially really Burgundy's kind of dog.
Oh,
with
shoot.
The long fur.
What are they called?
And Chloe the Dalmatian's like, I want to play too. What are you guys playing? Like Wild Girls. Guys always play Wild Girls. Those guys over there, they're innovative. They don't hunt. They farm. They're playing farmers. Grow up, guys. Become farmers.
It's time to get into the age of agriculture.
Bum, 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 bum. That's the farmers commercial, right?
Oh, we are farmers.
Yeah.
Bop, ba, ba, ba.
Yeah.
Kids, you know insurances?
That's the title of this episode. Hey, kids, you know Bluey? So then Indy's like, nah, I don't know. The age of agriculture is pretty cool. And Coco's like, no, we were Wild Girls and we will watch Coco Melon and you will like it.
Oh, shoot.
And then, like, Indy's like, well, what if I just, you know, dabbled in farmers? You know, like, cheat a little.
Dabble? But we're gatherers. We're witches.
Well, they're not witches yet. Calypso comes and is like, why don't you be a witch?
Oh, I thought Wild Girl, they were always witches.
No, they were cave girls. That's why they're Wild Girls.
Is that what they were doing? Because they were just, like, always doing this weird, like, ritual stuff.
Yeah, they're the cavemen.
What caveman do you know does rituals?
In Skypiea of One Piece. No, they were supposed to be cave girls. They just couldn't say that, I guess. I was going to say it. Maybe they couldn't say it because it was offensive, but I'm like, who would they be offending? The Neanderthals?
The cavemen? Pickle?
No, they were cavemen. What?
More references that only adults know.
Yeah, at this point, Blue is for the adults. Sorry, kids. This has turned into a My Little Pony situation where we are now keeping this away from you.
We will. One day, rewatch My Little Pony.
No, please, gosh.
From beginning to end and do an episode on it.
Can we just do an episode where we rank our favorite of the main six? I have strong opinions there.
No, because I don't remember the show as well as you do.
Well, you should remember it.
Look, I'll rewatch Bluey a billion million times, but I'll rewatch My Little Pony once and mostly just for the songs.
Mostly for the songs, yes.
Mostly for and Applejack.
And in the end, it's just like, oh, hey, Indy's just gonna go back and forth between the two games. Like, oh, well, it sounds like you should have just incorporated Coco more into your game. Like, it's because what Coco liked was just playing with Indy. Kids, by the way, if you really like playing with another girl, that's fine. That's all I'll say.
And if you're a girl who really likes to play with the boys, that's also very fine.
Yeah, you know, don't worry about gender. Bluey, if Bluey ever did a gender episode, I would lose my mind. Like, no, it can't happen in Australia.
It's gonna happen in Australia before America? I won't believe it.
And that's all I basically talked. You know, it got really messy at the end of our order, but you put in the comments what your favorite was.
Cubby.
Yeah, Cubby, but you know, if you think Stickbird should be higher, I'll tell you why you're wrong.